Good morning, church family. Thank you for tuning in and taking the time to be able to worship together in this virtual way. As you can see, once again, we are virtual and will be virtual again next Sunday, January 17th, as we allow for the healing of bodies from COVID-19 as the Lord does that work in us, and also to care for the health and well-being of our church congregation. We, as leadership, are continuing to monitor the situation and are desiring very much to care for our church family during this continued COVID-19 pandemic. Though we are not meeting in person on Sunday morning, glad that you are joining into this time of worship. We do want to encourage you, we are still having small group meetings that happen throughout the week, because it is so very important that even though we are not meeting on Sunday mornings in person, that you have and we have opportunity to stay in community and in fellowship one with another. Book of Hebrews says that we are to not give up meeting together, some are in the habit of doing, but instead we are to spur one another on toward love and good deeds and to have those relationships in which we are together, encouraging one another, strengthening one another, seeking the Lord together. And so in order to do that on Sunday nights, we have a prayer meeting time as well as the Focus Youth Ministry for 6th graders through 12th graders. These are in socially distant ways, mask wearing, encouraging health and care for one another. Also, we have discipleship groups that meet on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. and at 7 p.m. These are studying the book of Genesis as well as a time for prayer and encouragement of one another. On the first and third Thursdays of the month, there is a study on the book of Revelation at 7 p.m. And on Wednesdays during our 40 days of prayer time, we have the opportunity to be able to gather together in a prayer webinar that is done through our national office at noon. You can log into that individually, or if you would like to pray with other believers, you can come to the church and we will have it shown at noon every Wednesday through this 40 days of prayer. If you are not able to do any of these, don't feel comfortable going out at this time. We totally affirm that decision, but really encourage you to look for ways to reach out and to have connection. Don't isolate yourself, but lean into relationships with others. Pick up the phone. If you're interested and you want to gather some people together, we can organize Zoom calls that you would be able to virtually see each other and have encouragement and prayer. We can look at other ways even to do outside meetings. Even in the cold, we are looking at some potential creative ways if any are interested in that. We want to make sure that we lean in as a church family into relationships with each other, joining what God is doing in each other's lives and also what God is doing in our community. Even though we're not meeting in person on Sundays, there is still very much that the church engages with one another. This is a time where we can either pull away or we can lean in. Let me encourage you in these days to lean in to the Lord and to lean in to relationships with other believers. As we begin this morning, I trust that you are looking forward to this time. Let's look to the Lord together in prayer. Father, as we gather together in this way virtually, we're thankful that you are a God who is omnipresent. You are everywhere present. And so because of that, you are with us where we are watching, and you are with our others in our church family and others who are tuning in from other locations. You are with them, and there is unity in that. And so, Father, it is with expectation that we gather in this time. In this 40 days of prayer journey, we desire to meet you. We desire to draw near to you. We desire to be changed by you. So, Holy Spirit, meet us where we're at. Come, Holy Spirit. Inhabit our praises as we would lift them up. And Lord, speak to us through your word. May the times of prayer be encouraging, and may they be life-changing to us. It is with expectation that we enter these moments. Pray blessing over all who are watching. Pray healing over all who are sick. And Lord Jesus, may you be lifted high. In your beautiful and precious name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Now let's join together in praise and worship.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. Now I'm accepted. You were condemned. Now I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven because you are forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. Now I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. I'm forgiven because you are forsaken. Now I'm accepted. You were condemned, and I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Oh, oh, amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Oh, amazing love. Joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor. All I do, I honor you. In all I do, I honor you. Thirst for a drink from the well. Jesus. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to you, the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior! Isn't He one? Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bow down before Him, for He is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, what a Savior! Christ is risen. Bow down before Him, for He is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. They cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasure you've found. Bowing here, I find my rest. And without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you, my one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, Your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. My soul to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, and when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. And when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, Lord, I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. You're my one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. So are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for the look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we followed him there. For us in no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face. His word shall not fail you. He promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that it is dying. His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory.